Hi, this is Mitch Laddie of the Mitch Laddie Band, and you're listening to Dave Raven on the award-winning Raven and Blues.
Oh, come on, baby, let's do some boogie woogie. Engine running hot, but I keep pushing it for more. Got a gig tonight in Memphis. I love to play my town. Come 10 o'clock, I'll be rocking out. No time to fool around. I'm running late, no time to stop. Burning up this two-lane blacktop. Blacktop. Just outside of Tupelo, I heard a crazy sound. Mercy me, my Mercury, don't give up on me now. Smoke and came rising from underneath my hood. Lady luck, let's work it out. The things ain't looking good. I can't believe I gotta stop training on this two-lane blacktop. Blacktop. Billy, let's put this thing on two wheels, man. Go.
That's rather fine, isn't it? Good opening to the Raven and the Blues, a band that are new to the programme, and also that's their brand new album as well, which has just been released. They're called Victor Wainwright and the Wild Roots. They're out of Memphis, Tennessee, but also Florida. That's where the album launch was a couple of weekends ago. The album is called Boomtown, as I say, just been released, and that's called Two Lane Blacktop Revisited. Welcome to the programme. My name's Dave Raven. An hour of great blues, looking ahead to Blues on the Farm, which I'm going to in a couple of weeks' time, and also looking back to the Rivers Rock and Blues Festival, which I was at a couple of weekends ago. And talking to the Rivers Rock and Blues, here's a band I saw there. They have their brand new album out, which is getting rave reviews. Jerry Jablonski and the Electric Band. The album is Trouble with the Blues, and here they are with Big Bad World.
Invade song.
musical lyrics. Jerry Chablonski and the Electric Band. The Trouble with the Blues is their new album, and there you heard Big Bad World, Facebook is Full of Lies. That is so true. I saw Jerry at the Reavers Rock and Blues. That was a couple of weekends ago in the wilds of Northumberland. Great location, but a long way from anywhere. Compare that with the next festival I'm going to in some 10 days' time, and that's in Sussex. And that's the Blues on the Farm Festival, running for many, many years, getting bigger and better every year. And this year, the lineup is just absolutely staggering. I'm going there on the Thursday to see Kokomo and Hamish Stewart, and staying right through until the Sunday. And in the course of this week's programme, I'm going to look at some of the bands I'll be looking forward to seeing. Now, here's somebody I've met quite a few times over the years. Met him for the first time in Spain back in 2008 at the Mijas Blues Festival, the late lamented Mijas Blues Festival. And I've met him a couple of times since then. Lots of interviews with him along the way. His star is in the ascendant. He is Mud Morganfield. Here he is with Kim Wilson from the album from last year for Pops and My Dog Can't Bark. A great Kim Wilson on harmonica there. I think on his tour for the UK this summer, he's going to be using Wes Weston, I think, on harp, which is good news. But there you heard Mud Morganfield, the eldest son of Muddy Waters, McKinley Morganfield, from the album which picked up a few awards at the Blues Awards in Memphis about 2 months ago, I guess now, for Pops. And they heard a track called My Dog Can't Bark. That's kind of sad. Woof. Okay, Mod Morganfield is going to be in a couple of weeks' time with the Blues on the Farm. Let's go back to Reavers and somebody who came to the boat years and years and years ago when he was a young lad of about 17, I guess. That's Mitch Laddie. And he was very much then a rock blues kind of guy until the EP which came out towards the end of last year called The Steel Town Sessions, which was a little bit different, wasn't it, Mitch?
Definitely kind of strain more towards songs and a lot of funk and kind of soul influence in there as well. So,
was that a kind of a deliberate thing or an organic thing?
A little bit of both. Grew up listening to a lot of Motown and soul and that kind of thing. Big Michael Jackson fan, so it was natural that I think the songs kind of progressed and it became more about songwriting rather than just all out guitar playing. I think it maybe comes with age as well, but just...
How old are you now?
24.
Oh, dear.
Nah, you know, just wanting to kind of try a few different things and see what comes out, but we just fancied something fresh, and it kind of just fell out, so we thought we'll run with it. Why not?
I mean, was there an element of... There's an awful lot of guys about your age, early 20s, good guitar slingers doing the blues. Did you feel you had to kind of break away from that, or was it not the case?
It was kind of, truthfully, it might upset some people, but I kind of got a little bit bored with it. You know, there is a lot of great guitar players out there, and I still love playing guitar, and obviously that hasn't gone away. I've just tried to rein it in to be more about the song and be more listenable, you know. Mm. Some of my favourite guitar players, all great guitar players, but know how to play for the song, so... And that I maybe totally contradict myself later on when we get going, maybe liven it up a little bit, get a bit heavier. But at the same time, I think it just, I think it was one of those things, as you say, organic. I think it just kind of came out of a natural progression, and the songs we were writing, especially to do with my voice, I don't think I've got it's not an all-out, you know, rock voice by any standard, so... I think it was probably an organic thing as well. So.
I mean, the Steel Sound Sessions, you released, was it three or four numbers towards the end of last year, early this year?
We did three. We were playing at the Albert Hall last year, so we thought we'll just do like a little giveaway. And I think it was just one night. We just thought, we had like three new songs, which were kind of some of the first songs that we wrote for the new album, like the upcoming album, which we're working on at the minute. And... we just decided to put them together and give them away at the festival, you know, so...
I mean, that was the first clue any of us had, the kind of the change in your direction in a way, wasn't it?
I'd say so, yeah. I mean, quite funk and soul-based, and then with, again, like the pop element, kind of, again, the Michael Jackson influence, and those types of guys with stuff like Move On Over. But yeah, as I think Ryan put it perfectly, I just think it's... We're a band. Despite how much we spent time playing music together, we just spend an awful lot of time together. I think it's just natural, you know. We get together, we play, we've been writing these songs, and it's just natural expression of the three of us together, and that's why it's, you know, Mitch Laddie Band rather than just Mitch Laddie.
Well, it's Friday evening, I got tears all in my eyes. Say the truth, got something important to do in precious time. But what about mine, baby? That's my time, baby. Cut your line, baby. I ain't shaking, you got things to do, 'cause you ain't the only one. And for you, girl, I procrastinate. If you're not the money, your life. Won't you please let me?
Laddie from the Steel Town Sessions, an EP which they kind of gave away, but that I think may be on the forthcoming album. And that's a track called Move On Over. Lovely stuff. And you can hear, yes, the definite sort of funk influences coming through there. Staying at the Reavers Rock and Blues Festival, and somebody else who's been a guest on the show and come to the Houseboat and done a session, and it seemed that through 2014, he was the most played artist on UK independent blues radio, because he seemed to be bringing almost an album out every month, and that's Half Deaf Clutch.
Yeah, for the last 2 years, I've been releasing albums of original material. I've done two, but I've been releasing EPs of cover versions as well. Basically, I just have a flash of I'll record something, right. Do it, and then release it for free, because what else does it do? It just sits on the computer or it sits somewhere. So, but I've been busy with the new album, all original songs, and I've been spending all of my energy on writing and then throwing away all the songs and starting again and then writing. And because after a few albums, everything starts to sound a bit samey. Mm-hmm. And the one thing I don't want is to release an album and people go, that's, okay, we like it, but it's the same as, I want to, it for it to be a progression, if you like.
Are you having to force that? I mean, are you having to sort of actively think, I'm going to sort of write different?
No, I'm not writing different. I'm just, for example, I've been just fiddling about with guitar. I don't use finger picks when I play, which is why I've broken my nails and stuff this weekend. But I've just been messing about with finger picks on my guitars, and obviously it makes you play differently and it makes you come up with different stuff without even trying. The two techniques are quite different, so just stuff like that, and different subject matter. And I've been throwing away a lot of stuff just because I think I can do better,
right?
So that's what all my energy has been spent doing.
You mentioned the working for the album. So have you kind of got a release date? And I mean, I know you're doing all the recording yourself, and you've got new mics and all kind of stuff. But have you got a date which you're actually aiming for, or is it kind of organic and open ended?
It's organic and open ended.
Right.
But if I don't release something soon, I'm going to be climbing walls, because there has been quite a lot of releases and whatever. But no, it isn't set in stone, but I have an idea in my head, but I'm not going to say.
Right.
What me and my partner manager Red decided was, it's going to be a surprise. All of a sudden, people are going to be hit with the new album without much warning. It's just going to go out there.
Right.
And then we're just going to get on with what we do, gigging and whatever, and let it run its course. So.
It's a clever idea. I mean, Red, you mentioned there, I mean, she's been instrumental in lots of clever things. I mean, she drip-fed each of the DJs a different track. Very clever. And, you know, here's your exclusive, Dave. And, of course, we play that because it's an exclusive from Half Def Clutch. But then you realise that all the other DJs have got an exclusive as well. She's been good like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, some of it is calculated.
Yeah,
and others are just trying to be fair. Like that what you've said wasn't so much a calculated move, it was just trying to be fair with IBBA DJs and not give one special treatment over another. Sometimes it works, it did. Sometimes it slightly backfires. You've got to take your chances or whatever. But yeah, she has been instrumental in a lot of clever ideas, definitely.
Andrew McClatchy, otherwise Half Def Clutch, from the album which came out last year, one of the many albums he brought out last year, called Borrowed Blues, that one, and borrowed indeed from Tommy Johnson and Big Road Blues. And it was good to see him at the Reavers Rock and Blues Festival. I've still got a couple of interviews still to do, which we'll do over the next couple of weeks. Okay, let's look ahead now to the Blues on the Farm Festival, which is over 3 days, I suppose it's 4 days, really, Thursday night, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And the Thursday night is Soul Night with Kokomo and Hamish Stewart, and then it goes rather more bluesy for Friday, Saturday and Sunday. I'm looking forward to being there for the whole weekend, and also so many people have sort of said, oh, I'm going to be there as well. So meeting up with some old friends, haven't met for a while, and some ones people have never actually met, but they said they're going to be there. So it's going to be a really good weekend. I'm going to give you a taster of it now by having three bands in a row together, segued together, all of whom I'll be seeing in some 2 weeks' time.
over, can't rid of my sin effect. Drink with the devil. Drink with the devil inside. Drink with the devil. Madness, can't hear it sound. Drink with the devil. Drink with the devil inside. Drink with the devil.
Your pants from your ass. You know in the end you can always
lovely. The last time I saw her, she actually sang that right in front of me for the last session I did on the Raven and the Blues in the early part of this year. She is Malaya Blue. That's from her album Bourbon Street and Bitter Moon. And she's going to be at the Blues on the Farm Festival. And before that, you heard The Hoax from their album Big City Blues, Hip Slicker. And they're going to be Blues on the Farm as well. They haven't been to the boat. And then before that, Kaz Hawkins, who I've never yet seen working live and looking forward to it enormously, from her latest album called Get Ready and Drink with the Devil. Okay, that's a good taster then of the wealth of music that's going to be on display over the 4 days with the Blues on the Farm. We'll have one more track from somebody who's going to be there and I haven't seen for ages, and then we'll give it up for this week and play some more next week. Okay, let's have one more trip to Blues on the Farm. Now, here's a band I haven't seen for about a year and a half and looking forward to seeing them. This is their album which came out towards the beginning of last year, I suppose it would be, called Play the Game. They're called The Brothers Groove, and here they are with Never Gonna Happen.
Say it happens every day, but is it ever gonna happen to me? Well, if it happens twice, then it's twice as nice. But is it ever gonna happen to me? Never gonna happen in the morning. Never gonna happen. Twice as nice, and I thought it wouldn't happen to me. Never gonna happen in the morning. Never gonna happen in the eve. Has it ever happened yet to you now, girl? I wanna believe you, girl.
Whoa, Play the Game is the title of the album. Super band, super wonderful guys, the Brothers Groove. Looking forward to meeting up with them and the Blues on the Farm. That's a track called Never Gonna Happen. Blues on the Farm in 2 weeks' time, starting on the 18th of June, running through till the 22nd. There are still some places left, I believe, but they're going quick. And you can, of course, you can camp there, take a caravan, take your motorhome, all that kind of stuff. We'll have some more Blues on the Farm music at the same time next week, I guess, looking ahead to it. Here's something which came this week from Dan Burnett. And I didn't realise how short it was until I went to preview it and realised it's one of the shortest tracks I've played for ages. 1 minute and 47 seconds have gone in a flash.
Live your life the way that you choose. We all know by now there's no time to lose. So don't be scared of the water, just go make a splash. Cause one day you'll be gone in a flash. Life is short, so it may seem. You gotta love what you have while you're chasing that dream. So if you wanna be famous or make tons of cash, then one day you'll be gone in a flash. We all started with nothing, that's how we go out. We'll never really know what this world's about. When the devil comes calling, you better make sure you used all your tickets now. Take another toss, so have fun. Enjoy what you can. If you can't find a woman or you're with the wrong man, then it's time to make changes. I don't mean to be brash, but one day you'll be gone in a flash. One day I'll be gone in a flash. One day it will all be gone in a flash.
It's wonderful. Fabulous lyrics resonate so much with me. That's Dan Burnett, probably going to be taking off his new album, and that's called Gone in a Flash. Talking of new albums, here's Guy Totora.
I'm gonna get you a one-way ticket. One-way ticket. A one-way ticket. I'm gonna get you a one-way ticket down the line. Change your mind. Well, I was looking for you everywhere when I heard you call. I went down to the kitchen, they said you were in the hall. You went for cigarettes, said you'd be right by. You kissed me hello as you waved goodbye. Why do you treat me so unkind? Honey, won't you change your mind? Came to rescue you, you left me hanging from a cliff. I fixed your flat tire, you left me standing in the ditch. Tell me that you love me, I wanna be my friend. You say you're coming back, you just won't say when. You got me in a double bind. Honey, won't you change your mind? I'm gonna get you a heart that bleeds, something you don't want. Get you something you don't need. I'm gonna buy you a Cadillac that don't go nowhere, it just comes back. Your mystery caller's on the line. Honey, won't you change your mind? You roll me in the clover, I'm still trying to get warm. Lay me in a bed of roses, I'm still bleeding from the thorns. The promises you wrote were an invisible ink. You can lead a horse to water, you can make it drink. You know you're just so hard to find. Honey, won't you change your mind? Well, I tried the ruby slippers, but they would not fit. I almost got religion, don't know what to do with it. You look
the eye. I said I should stand tall. You tell me to be proud, man, you make me crawl. Don't leave me hanging on the line. Honey, won't you change your mind? Well, I'm gonna get you a one-way ticket. A one-way ticket. A one-way ticket. I'm gonna get you a one-way ticket down the line.
Another lovely guy I haven't seen for years. He came to the boat and did a session about 5 years ago, I guess now. Guy Tatora, that's a track from his brand new album. We must get him back and do another session. And there you heard of something called One Way Ticket. Okay, here's Amanda Fish. She's the daughter, not the daughter, you stupid boy, Raven. She's the sister of Samantha Fish, the younger sister. And she has a new album out called Down in the Dirt, which just arrived this week. Here she is making her debut on the show with Watch It All Burn. If all the names of with a family ending A, Samantha Fish, and there's her sister Amanda Fish, and the Amanda Fish Band, and their first album, I think, but it's their brand new album, and it's called Down in the Dirt, and Watch It All Burn. And that, looking at the clock, is almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. I do hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. Next week, one more trip back to the Rivers Rock and Blues Festival, and a lot more music from the then forthcoming, in a week's time, Blues on the Farm Festival. Let's close with a band I saw 3 months ago in Brussels at the European Blues Challenge. They're the band that won from Spain, called the Travelling Brothers, and they were just so good. I'd love to see them do a complete set rather than just the 20 minutes that they did. And it was 3 months ago. It's amazing how the time has flown by. Thank you for listening. Thank you for giving me an hour of your time. Email address, dave@ravenblues.co.uk. Website also, equally easy, ravenblues.co.uk. This is a track called Say You'll Be Mine. Very apposite. Talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Well, I've been told, man, you better forget. That woman is no good for you. Don't know what she gonna put you through. My mother said that kind of love is gone. Well, I just don't care. Each and every word they say, and I will face the entire world if you say you'll be mine, darling, me and you. He's worth a try. A single night with you, baby, than a whole life passing by. Cause, darling, I'm ready as anybody can be. And I'm sure that if you let me, baby, I know you won't regret. Cause I will take care of everything you want me to. Every day and every night, just say you'll be mine. So come on, baby, don't think twice. you say you'll be mine. 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 I'd do anything for you. Say you'll be mine. Say you be mine. Gives on my friend my mother name. Say you be mine. Say you be mine. Say you be mine. Say you be mine. Ooh. Say you be mine.
Say you be mine. Come on, tell me, baby. Say you.